While we hope that we can provide for ourselves and our families, reality can bring with it challenging times. That's put it mildly. Those times have been dealt with through the certainty of programs like SNAP. Now that the certainty has been placed into question, it's organizations like the one my guest leads, which has been called on to respond in even greater ways than they've already been relied on to do. Only way that that can happen is through the support of people like you, if you've had things go well for yourself. And if that's you, I hope you'll understand the role that you could play in supporting the Salvation Army here in New Jersey. Joining us to explain the programs, the services that they offer for those in need of food assistance and other needs is the Divisional Commander of the Salvation Army New Jersey Division, Major Brett DeMichael. Thanks for being here today, Major.
Chris, thanks for having me. I always appreciate the opportunity.
A couple of websites, we do have them at our homepage for New Jersey at SalvationArmyNJ.org. And if you're listening on the stream or the podcast, SalvationArmyUSA.org, and you can find your local Salvation Army that way. What have you been hearing from people so far? I mean, we all knew this was a possibility, then possibility became likelihood, and here we are in the here and now. So how have you been measuring the crowd and the people you serve over these last couple of weeks?
Yeah, Chris, a lot of it is narrative. A lot of it is hearing people's concern about possibility of difficulty moving forward. You know, the Christmas season, the holiday season is always a struggle for a lot of people anyway, and this kind of compounds it. I can't really get into too many of the details about it, except to say that what we see is that people are expressing need, and we know from past experience that need increases in this time of year without, a dramatic shift like the one we're talking about concurrently with the holiday season. And so, we just stand ready to assist in any way possible. Our main goal is to provide people what they need to make it through difficult times, give some hope, bring some joy, and really provide for practical needs as best we can.
And talk about some of the ways you do that, because you're a lot more than a food pantry you're religious based and faith based, to say the least. And that, I think, plays an important role in giving the comfort that you give. It's great to do the material comfort, but the spiritual comfort, I think, plays a equal, if not even larger, part in these times.
There's no doubt. I mean, our mission statement, for the Salvation Army says that our ministry is motivated by the love of God. The love that God shares with us is love that we want to share with the people around us. That's not limited to anything. It's not limited by any, thing that other people might consider a barrier. We serve everyone without discrimination, and we are compelled to do that by the love that we have for the world around us. And it is food, but it's not just food. You're right. I mean, we in New Jersey alone, we served 6 million meals last year. When you consider food pantry and meal programs such as lunch programs and breakfast programs and things like that. But depending on the location, there's also availability of rent assistance, and certainly, whenever you walk into a Salvation Army facility, you can expect that there would be a spirit of love and spiritual concern as well. And, you can always be sure that there would be somebody on site that, if you desired, could speak with you on spiritual matters, could pray with you even, and address those things. None of those are necessary to receive the services, but they are the DNA of who we are and why we do what we do.
We've been hearing a lot that food pantries have been having to fight extra hard to keep food on the shelves, because the worst thing that can happen is someone comes in assuming that, okay, something happened bad here, but something good is going to happen over there. And if it doesn't, then that person becomes even more lost and confused and pressured than they already have. As far as your food banks and food supplies, how are you at this time of year? I mean, is this time of year actually a, for lack of a better phrase, a good time for this to happen, because people have donating already either in mind or forming in mind?
Yeah, in a way it is. And that's a really interesting point that you make, Chris, because, we in every community that we serve in the state of New Jersey, we've always been blessed by generous donors and generous neighbors who desire to help their own neighbors through the avenue of the Salvation Army. And so certainly there's a lot of gearing up for Thanksgiving, meal distribution and Christmas assistance and things like that. So there is that. We have wonderful partners through food banks and local communities and things like that. Plus, you know, the idea of what the Salvation Army does. We're most visible at the holiday season. There's no doubt about it. And that benefits us in great ways because the communities that we serve entrust us to help their neighbors that are in need and so find that we're a great conduit for them to support their own neighbors that need our support. So I hesitate to say that we have enough because it never feels like enough. The need continues to rise. But we're blessed to have generous donors and generous neighbors who want to help each other in our communities.
So Major Brett DeMichael, who is the Divisional Commander of the Salvation Army New Jersey Division, SalvationArmyNJ.org. If you're listening on the podcast, stream SalvationArmyUSA.org. And that site will get you to the location and the services of your local Salvation Army. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. People donating, certainly, that's one part of the equation. People giving comfort and organizing, another part of the equation. Volunteers, what's the role they play in times like this? And is there a need for people power to get behind everything that you've got going on right now?
Yeah, always. That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked it, Chris, because volunteerism is always a need for the Salvation Army, particularly this time of year. You know, when you walk into, if you're someone who needs our assistance and you walk in for, say, a food distribution or a toy distribution at Christmas time, the majority of the people that you're going to encounter are going to be the volunteers that are giving of their time to serve their neighbors in the community. Certainly, it's no secret that the majority of the people that you see ringing the bells at Christmas time kettles for the Salvation Army are volunteers as well. And so those volunteer opportunities are plentiful in the state of New Jersey. And again, you know, I would direct anybody to our website, SalvationArmyNJ.org, for opportunities to find opportunities to volunteer their time. For the most part, we can almost always accommodate somebody's schedule, someone's need, someone's desire and the way that they would like to support us. There'll almost always be an opportunity for somebody to be able to do that. And it's the lifeblood of who we are, particularly this time of year.
As far as donations, what serves you and the work you do better? Is it food donations, or can you get more done with cash and gift card donations?
Yeah, if I'm being candid with you, Chris, the cash and gift card donations are obviously the easiest ones to utilize because they can go in a way that maybe we don't anticipate. You know, we can utilize a cash donation to buy extra toys if we need them, extra food if we need it. We're not going to turn away any kind of donation. We're grateful for it. We'll receive it, and we'll do everything we can to distribute it appropriately because that's what people trust us to do. But if you're asking me, the easiest way for someone to participate in that way would be a cash or a gift card donation. Now, also have to acknowledge that that's not possible for everyone and would never want to close the door on what people can do as opposed to what they'd like to do. I mean, everybody would probably like to give money, but not everybody can. And so, whatever is feasible for the individual, we're happy to accept and utilize. But to answer your direct question, yeah, the cash donations are what works the best. And we guarantee you, we promise you that 100% of that cash donation stays local in your community, whatever community you designate. We really are proud of that. And we want people to be able to know that they're helping their own neighbors.
Not saying whether that idea is right or wrong, but I think it gives people the motivation to step forward when they know that they're helping
right.
People around them, their coworkers, their friends, their family members. I mean, hunger is one of those things we suffer with in silence when we have to deal with it. It's not something you want to go around with a badge on. I have no food for my table this month. Please help. I mean, people don't work that way. They keep it to themselves. And getting back to the faith aspect of the Salvation Army, when someone comes in for food assistance, for example, do they learn about all the other ways that their spirit, their heart, their life could be supported and that they might not have considered or connected with the Salvation Army?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people don't even recognize it, but the word salvation is right in our name. That's who we are. And that to us, that's a very spiritual term that has a definition that we're always happy to explain to those who may wonder what that's all about. But for sure, anytime you walk into a Salvation Army facility, there's going to be evidence all around you of what the holistic nature of our ministry is all about. It's about, again, the love of God flowing through people that desire to serve their neighbors, because that's what the Bible asks us to do. And you don't even have to be on board with that spiritual message to want to help us, because I think the idea of serving each other is a is sort of a universal cause that people in their heart of hearts really want to get on board with. It fills a natural desire that's in our heart to be able to serve each other and to love people. That's how we're built as people. And so the desire to do that is just really baked into everything that we do. And I think it connects with where people are. And there's evidence of that whenever the Salvation Army is present, at least that's our hope. That's our end goal for sure.
And in these times of challenge and trials for families in need, there's over 800,000 people in New Jersey who have been relying on the SNAP benefits program. I think when people who, as I said back in the introduction, people who have things going well for them hear that number, I think first it comes as a surprise to them that the number is that large.
Yeah.
And second, if they have a heart and a soul, I think they see that, they look around in their lives saying, I got enough, I could do for others. And this, I've been saying this with greater frequency in these past few months. If a lot of people do just a little, a lot of things can become for the better.
Yeah, for sure. And I you know, the thing that strikes me as you mentioned that number, excuse me, is that with a number like that in our state, no matter what situation you're in, you know somebody who's in that situation. You may not know that you know somebody, but everybody knows somebody that's in that situation. And with the potential increase, you know, it almost reminds me of things that happened during COVID, when people who had never been in the situation that they are before find themselves in that situation, or they're not really sure what to do or where to go. And hopefully the Salvation Army is recognizable enough that you may not know exactly who we are, you may not know exactly what we're about, but you know that when you find the Salvation Army, they're going to be ready and willing to help you and to serve you and to love you in very practical ways. And, you know, that's our desire. That's why it's so important that people recognize the shield. They recognize who we are and what we do, even to the smallest degree, because people just know your neighbors need that help. And anything that we can do to point each other in the right direction to receive that and even participate in that is just really what living together in community is all about.
I'm going to close this segment by saying to you, if you are one of those people in need, there's no shame in stepping forward and asking for assistance, for help, because without it, left on your own, you can be stubborn and struggle. But with organizations like the Salvation Army, they can bring peace into your heart and soul and put food on your table and give you the strength you need to fight against the challenging times that so many are facing in the present day. Find out more about the Salvation Army in New Jersey, salvationarmynj.org. If you're listening elsewhere, salvationarmyusa.org, and that'll get you to the local Salvation Army where you are. We've been talking with the divisional commander of the Salvation Army New Jersey Division, Major Brett DeMichael. Major, thank you so much for the difference you make in so many communities, so many lives, and how you compel and inspire people to be a part of your work and help others. Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, and thank you, Chris, for being an advocate and a supporter. We always are grateful for you. Thanks for the opportunity.